This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Dorian pummeled the U.S. southeastern coast with drenching rains Thursday and powerful winds. The storm threatened to inundate low-lying coastal lands with surging stormwater of 2 meters or more. Meanwhile, the storm left at least 20 people dead in the Bahamas, where residents and the government are facing an overwhelming recovery effort. Many communities on Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands have been flattened and left in rubble. AP correspondent Michael Weisenstein reports from Abaco. Not much aid has arrived yet.
We're starting to see helicopters and some Bahamian Defense Force Marines in the street and a few police, but so far there's really not a feeling of a lot of aid coming. I think it may be starting today, but people up till now, 5-6 days later, have just been surviving on what was on the island when the hurricane hit.
U.S. President Donald Trump has sent the Coast Guard and urban search and rescue teams to help. An American service member is among 10 people dead after another Taliban attack in Afghanistan on Thursday. Spokesman for the Interior Ministry said 42 people were wounded in the suicide car bombing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It was a suicide car bombing in a busy diplomatic area of Kabul, the second such attack this week, amid word of a preliminary deal with the Taliban on ending America's longest war. The Afghan government's warned the negotiations are moving dangerously fast, that talking peace with a group that's still killing innocents is meaningless. The American was the fourth U.S. service member killed the past 2 weeks. A Romanian soldier also died, and dozens of people were wounded. Sagar Magani at the White House.
You can hear more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. You're listening from Washington to VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says the decision to withdraw a controversial extradition bill in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory was her government's own initiative to break the impasse and not Beijing's directive. Withdrawal of the bill meets one of the protesters' 5 key demands. Those demands also include an independent investigation into allegations of police brutality during the protests. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered yet another blow Thursday when his brother announced his resignation as a junior minister. He also resigned from Parliament. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a personal blow, the Prime Minister's brother, Joe Johnson, has decided to leave the government, saying he could no longer endure the conflict between family loyalty and the national interest. Joe Johnson has served as an education minister in his older brother's government, despite his opposition to leaving the EU without a divorce deal. He says he will step down from Parliament, the latest in a string of resignations by Conservative moderates opposed to the government's hard Brexit stance. Charles de Ledesma, London.
This comes after another setback for the Prime Minister. The House of Commons voted in favour of a measure forcing the government to ask the EU to delay Brexit for another 3 months if there's no exit deal by the October 31st deadline. The measure now goes to Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords, for a Friday vote. Mozambique gave a warm and colorful welcome to Pope Francis on Thursday as he toured the capital and spoke to lawmakers, youth, and clergy. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Maputo.
Thousands of young Catholics packed a Maputo stadium to hear him speak of hope, peace, and reconciliation to a nation that, for decades, has struggled with conflict. He was greeted Wednesday night by President Filipe Nyusi, who is running for re-election in October in a contentious poll in which rival parties have already begun heavy mudslinging at each other. But the pontiff did not pander to Mozambique's leadership when pointing out their higher responsibility to honor a recent peace deal. As we know, he says, peace is not merely absence of war, but a tireless commitment, especially on the part of those of us charged with greater responsibility, to recognize, protect, and concretely restore the dignity, so often overlooked or ignored, of our brothers and sisters. Anita Powell, VOA News, Maputo.
The Pope will leave for Madagascar on Friday, and from there on to Mauritius. President Trump's top envoy for talks between Israel and the Palestinians, Jason Greenblatt, said Thursday he'll soon leave the White House. Greenblatt had joined Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, in an effort to broker peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Marissa Melton, VOA News.